What would you do if you received a letter from North Korea's leadership? You'd probably tell someone. But somehow no one told the Department of Foreign Affairs, it seems. You may recall that such correspondence was recently delivered to a number of nations, including Australia, from the Foreign Affairs Committee of North Korea's Supreme People's Assembly. It was published in the media earlier this month, and the Australian Department says that reporting was the first it heard of the letter. From Canberra, Stephanie Boris reports.
You may pick up the phone or email a friend every week or so, but when it comes to Australia's relationship with North Korea, the frequency and type of communication is slightly different.
There are communications of various kinds. Often it has to be said by fax machine rather than and occasionally by post.
That's Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade Secretary Frances Adamson. During Senate estimates, DFAT was asked what it knew about an open letter sent from the Foreign Affairs Committee of North Korea's Supreme People's Assembly to parliaments across the world. Labor Senator Penny Wong put the question to the head of the department's North Asia division, Graham Fletcher.
When was DFAT first aware of this letter?
When it was referred to in the media.
Where it was released to the media?
Yes.
The letter was handed to a journalist who published the details in Fairfax Papers last week. It urged Australia to distance itself from the United States, warning any interference by the US to destroy North Korea could lead to a horrible nuclear disaster. Foreign Minister Julie Bishop commented on the content during a press conference last Friday.
This is an unprecedented step for North Korea to send a letter directly to another government in this way. It's not the way they usually publish their global messages.
After seeing the letter in the media, DFAT took steps to get a copy, speaking to the Foreign Minister's office. Mr. Fletcher believes the letter was sent directly from the North Korea embassy in Jakarta to Julie Bishop's staff earlier this month.
Now, it's possible that it arrived in Parliament somewhere and was opened and sent by them to the Foreign Minister's office, but I'm just guessing, really.
Labor's Penny Wong asked Mr. Fletcher to explain why the minister wouldn't send the letter on to the department before releasing it to the media.
It seems very unusual.
The letter is unusual, and the way it was sent to us was unusual, yes.
Correct, but it seems unusual that the Foreign Minister's office would not pass on a letter from North Korea to the department.
I don't know. Normally it would have been passed on. I think there must have been an oversight for it not to have been.
Last Friday, Julie Bishop also outlined her interpretation of the letter.
I see it as evidence that the collective strategy of imposing maximum diplomatic and economic pressure through sanctions on North Korea is working. And this is a response to the pressure that Australia, the United States, China, Japan, South Korea and others are putting on North Korea so that it will refrain from its current conduct of provocative and threatening behaviour.
Mr. Fletcher says Ms. Bishop didn't ask for the direct advice on the letter, but says her comments are in line with the department's views.
I doubt that we have provided specific advice using those words, but that is certainly what we think, and that is our objective. The objective of our policy is to bring about that outcome.
The letter states it was sent to a number of countries but doesn't list which ones. DFAT has confirmed New Zealand received the correspondence but hasn't released it publicly. As to when Australia last reached out to North Korea, Mr. Fletcher says that was back in September, outlining the complicated process.
Seek to communicate with North Korea probably every month or two about one thing or another following their nuclear test on the 3rd of September. We sent a number of notes to them through New York, Beijing and Jakarta to protest at what they'd just done.
Australia doesn't have an embassy in Pyongyang and North Korea closed its embassy in Canberra several years ago.
Stephanie Boris reporting.